live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back to another episode, podcast number 30.
Number 30.
March 30th, number 30.
What a coincidence.
I know. So, what the hell's going on, Jason?
Not much, buddy. Same old, same old. Yeah. Not much as far as Camaro news to report.
Yeah, springtime's just starting, and it's a little slow right now, but the auto show's still kicking off.
Yeah, speaking of spring, what a day we had in Detroit, huh?
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful 60s. I was driving around all day for work, so I got to enjoy some of it, but, oh, man, I wish I didn't have to work today. I'd have the vet out for sure.
Yeah, and then my car's going to stay in storage till May, so
what
I didn't care.
Bastard. Nice.
I did see, over the past couple of days, I've seen a lot more F-bodies out driving around. Yep. I saw a Trans Am with the T-tops out a couple days ago.
You know what I saw today? I saw a new, one of those Saturn Skies. Driving down Garfield, yeah. Pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet. I think I like it more than the Solstice.
Really?
Yeah. Guy had the top off, and it looked really sweet.
But what little Camaro news is out there is on Bloomberg.com, the headline is General Motors considers Oshawa plant for Camaro. General Motors Corp's plant in Oshawa, Ontario may be a strong contender to build a new Camaro muscle car because of cost-cutting concessions from the union, the head of the automaker's Canadian unit said. And it goes on with a whole lot more detail, which I'm not going to go into.
Yeah, because that's kind of old news anyways. You already knew that about that kinda, a couple podcasts ago.
Kind of, so. But it's good that it's still in movement, I guess.
I don't know. It could be more of the plant, you know, going ahead and saying that they want the Camaro to try and gain more interest from General Motors to build the car.
Well, first it was the union voting on it.
Right.
And then second, General Motors says, okay, now that we've got the votes, we've got the backing behind the union, let's move forward. And I think that there's more word that's leaking out, and this is the way of presenting that.
Yeah. Well, so we'll see what happens.
Other than that, the only other Camaro news we have is where the Camaro concept is going to be. And coming up April 5th through the 9th, it's going to be at the Dallas Auto Show.
Yep.
So, with a heavy, heavy F-body influence in the Texas area, yep. Especially Dallas.
Yeah, I believe that's the number one spot in the country.
Mm-hmm. If you want to check out the show and you don't know the location, it's going to be at dallasautoshow.org.
Okay.
So, get out there and see the car.
Yep.
Even if you've seen it once, see it twice.
Yeah, if you want to see where it's going next, just go to the 5th Gen forum.
Yep, we've got a sticky thread at the top.
Yeah, check that out.
Other than that, a very slight message board change. Sticky threads, the ones that are always stuck to the top, are rather important because that's stuff we want everybody to make sure that they read at least once or a dozen times.
Mm-hmm.
So we made a little change to the board where it puts a little divider between the sticky threads and the regular threads to help the sticky threads stand out more often.
That helps a lot.
Yeah, it does. In fact, the response has been pretty positive.
Yep.
People have been posting in the site help and suggestions forum that they really like it. So obviously they didn't notice the sticky threads before, but they sure do now.
Good.
So we're always working on the site, so you see changes now and then.
Sure. So what the hell else is next?
Thread of the week, baby. Hit it!
It's time for the thread of the week from the Camaro Z28.com message boards. If you want to get involved with the message boards, just go to Camaro Z28.com. You'll join over 50,000 Camaro and Firebird enthusiasts from around the world. Camaro Z28.com.
Okay, this is one that I started myself.
Yeah.
One of our earliest podcasts back in the fall, we talked about getting some winter storage tips, people to share their tips about putting their cars away for the nasty winter that comes up, and got some pretty good response. And so now that spring is here, it's time to
take them out.
Get them out, man.
So take out your car, you bastard. Or are you going to wait to hear what people say?
Maybe. It's my car. I'll do what I, you know, what I want with it. But it's in the general F-body tech and info section. It's sticky to the top. You can't miss it now.
All right.
So share your tips if you got any tips and tricks of taking your car out of storage, what you should do, what you shouldn't do, or what you need to do or what you don't need to do. Post them. Let's hear it.
Yeah, like put insurance back on your car, you bastard.
Me?
Yeah, you.
I don't drive without insurance.
Do you have insurance on your car right now?
Yes.
But it's in storage.
Fire and theft.
You're going to drive it on the road with fire and theft?
No, I call up my agent and I say, hey.
That's what I mean.
Well, why are you accusing me of not doing it?
Because you're not.
What's the problem?
Take your car out of storage, you bastard!
Kiss my ass. Alright, enough of that crap. Leave me alone. Get off my back. You're selling my wife.
I gotta bust your balls every now and then.
Yeah, well, it's my car. I'll do with it what the hell I want. Alright. Let's move on to some listener emails and voicemails.
Sure.
And we'll start with the email. This comes from, I still can't figure out this username. Grossessexy. It's
Grossessexy.
Once again, you know who you are. Here's the message. While the sales numbers for the new GTO have been decent, they haven't been phenomenal. A lot of this is attributed to the huge dealer markups on the 04 model, and also the lame duck quality the 04s had with the upgrades already known for 05 and 06. The Solstice has been able to sell well despite these markups, so they can be overcome if the product is positioned properly and is quality. The turbo model of the Solstice has been known about for a while as well, so both issues that hurt the GTO haven't seemed to slow down the Solstice. Pretty good point. So what do you think? Are we going to see a Camaro that has issues more like the GTO or benefits like the Solstice? It's a crowded market to be coming into. The top model won't be out for the first year, and dealer markups are sure to be common. Obviously, there are going to be more Camaros and Solstices and GTOs put together, but it does seem like it has the potential to go either way. Just curious to see how you guys think these issues can be overcome. Thanks for reading. Mm-hmm. Ian, gross is sexy. Mm-hmm. You're sexy and you're gross. That's the only thing I get out of that, and it just makes no sense.
We've got a lot of opinions about this, actually.
Yep.
Let's start with the GTO stuff that he talked about first.
Okay.
I was just reading that GTO sales are up over 70% this year over the 2005s, and that's without the dealer incentives that were going on last year.
That's a huge number.
Yeah.
Any idea why?
No clue.
Well,
that's why I work at a library.
Doing that.
And not in the automotive industry.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I really wonder why.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the world may never know.
Well, they're popular. They're a nice car.
The only gripes I hear about the GTO are from people that don't own one or haven't driven one.
Yeah.
But you talk to the people that have driven one or do own one. One guy posted just recently, I don't remember who it was, he said that he loves driving his GTO much more than his Firebird.
Really?
Like, more than he ever thought he would.
It is a damn comfortable car.
Yeah, it's a great car, and you know we can't say enough great things about it. So at least GTO sales are up. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
But as far as the Solstice doing just great despite the same problems that the GTO had, as far as the you know power upgrades and dealer markups and the Camaro falling into the same trap.
Dealers with markups suck.
Absolutely.
They suck bad.
Don't buy from a dealer that marks up a car to a ridiculous amount.
Oh, I know.
I know it's kind of simple, but you
know, they are like gouging.
Well, you know, you get into the showroom and you there's a hot car, you know, and they got like a $5,000 or $10,000 or whatever markup. It's the people that fall for that don't take the time to find a good dealer that's fair.
Exactly.
You know, dealers got to make money. They're a business. You know, we can't. You know, we expect that.
Sure.
But for them to totally just rate people on the price is silly. So don't. You know, don't fall into that trap. Look around. Do some shopping. There's plenty of resources out there.
Some of the markups right now on the Z06, or at least were just outrageous. I mean, there was upwards of $25,000 markups on the Z06s.
And fools were buying them.
Oh, yeah. They were lined up to buy them. Sure, I'll deal out $100,000 for a Z06 when all I got to do is shop around and find one and get it for at MSRP.
Yeah, it's not always the big dealerships to go to either. It's the small town
right.
dealerships that have one or two on the lot. Man, they'll be
right.
happy to cut a deal because they know that they're not going to have the same amount of floor traffic. So, yeah, there's going to be a huge demand for the Camaro. Yeah, it's probably going to have a power upgrade in the after the first year.
Yeah.
I mean, what car doesn't?
Right.
Is it going to be a problem? You betcha.
Yeah, it'll probably be a problem, but you can you know, shop safe.
Yeah.
There's going to be dealers who are going to be bastards. And there's going to be dealers who are going to gain a lot of customers because they're going to do right by them. And that's the type of dealer I'm going to go to.
So I don't know if there's an exact answer for it. That's the best we can pull out of that. Yeah. Crowded market, I think that the Camaro, just the enthusiasm and the push behind it is going to overcome the crowded market issue.
Yeah.
I think, you know, this is like almost like a trendy thing to be into the Camaro again.
Yeah.
I'm almost sad to say. So, good email, man. Thanks a lot for sending that in.
Yeah, excellent. Grossy sexy.
Grossy sexy. Oh, yeah. And let's move on to the voicemail.
All right.
Cue it up.
Hey, what's going on, guys? My name is Kyle from Michigan. I was listening to your podcast 29 about the Pink's race. I noticed you guys use the term ricer quite a bit. I personally myself drive a 95 Camaro and an L2 Civic Si. There's a fine line between the word ricer and import. Ricer is your Grand Ams, your Grand Prix's. Everything that's not actually an import. So the word ricer is a little harsh. It's kind of like calling the the Camaro a mullet car. I mean, there's no reason to down the car. Yeah, it's not American-made, but of course, it still is a car, four wheels, has a steering wheel. But great show. You guys are cool as hell. So just let you guys know that the word racer is a little harsh to use on the import. But yeah, great show, guys. Later.
Well, thanks a lot for that.
What a mixed message.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a mixed message. I'm going to have to disagree with some of the points you brought up. Agree with some of
them. I'm going to go ahead and sort of disagree with you on that. Yeah.
The term racer has been around for a while now.
Yeah, it started with motorcycles, actually.
Yeah, and, you know, it was referred to as more of an import car that wasn't built in the USA or, you know, a Jap crap or something.
Before
something like
it got
that.
Popular.
You know, you pull up at a gas station and ask the guy filling up his Toyota, does that thing run on rice?
Right.
You know? So for that, it's not the Grand Prix and the Grand Ams and stuff like that. It's,
well,
basically...
It could be.
It could be.
If they got the big wing that the
right.
Honda Civics are known to have.
And those are the cars that started this trend.
Exactly.
So those are the cars that are referred to as the original ricers, you know? And there's also the mentality and the attitude that goes along with it, where you can actually refer to somebody as a ricer, you know? The, I need 20 cars to race you, all of the Jeff Gilbert race on pinks.
Which is what the voicemail is obviously in reference
right.
to. And for the record, Jeff is the first one to bring it up.
Right.
So shame on you, Jeff. I know you're listening. But, we agree with you. But Rice, there's no definition to it. Somewhere somebody said that Rice has no definition, but you sure do know it when you see it.
Exactly.
And it's all in the eye of the beholder. I mean, what one guy considers Rice, another guy considers Mad Tight Dog. I gots to have my spray, yo.
Check out Wikipedia.org. Type in the term ricer, and it gives some pretty good examples of ricers, including the big wings, the fart cans,
right.
You know, the Altezza lights, you know.
You can't forget about the vinyl graphics on the back that says, like, Twisted Illusions Car Club and stuff, but that's, you know.
And the dual windshield wiper blades.
With the little neon thing.
You betcha.
All right, we're getting off the tangent here. And in your defense, buddy, the car that was in pinks was a pretty powerful car.
Yeah.
It wasn't all done up, all crazy.
No.
And
I would not consider that car a ricer.
No, it was a fast-ass import.
Maybe the attitude of the kid's crew, yes.
Yeah.
Just wanted to clarify
yep,
that.
Thanks for the voicemail.
How about we give away an iPod?
It's about time. A month ago, we started a contest that if you send in an email, like the one that Grossy Sexy sent in, or a voicemail like our buddy just sent in, we'd pick the best one, the one that incites the most dialogue, I suppose, mm-hmm. and we'd give them an iPod
yep.
free of charge,
yep.
just as our way of saying thanks for interacting with us.
Sure.
So, it was a tough one. We had to pick one. It's going to go to Eric Mann, better known as Eric91Z on the board.
Eric the Man.
In podcast number 27, he sent in an email that we read talking about how GM is a number of years behind automotive trends but still expects to sell cars. Check it out in podcast 27. You can
yep.
download it in the podcast forum.
Yeah.
Eric, we're going to be getting in touch with you. We're
yeah.
going to send you this iPod.
Congrats, Eric.
Enjoy it. And we got two more to give away. We're going to give away one every month for the next 2 months now.
We
got
to sign this bad boy, too.
Oh, we're going to
you know?
Sign it? Oh, yeah. We're going to sign it. It's going to be worth $1 trillion
yeah,
on
I know.
eBay
we'll
now.
Sign it right here on the thing, so, you know.
Yeah.
So we can't sell it on eBay. Oh.
Yeah.
Or
you could, and it get in trillions of dollars.
Yeah.
Billions. Celebrity signed and all that crap.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've still got a couple more to give away, and so that means there's still 2 months to get in on this. So, but don't delay. Send us a voicemail. Send us an email. Give us something to talk about. How do you do that? Bam! Here you go.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182. Or by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com.
You know, we've got this little podcast survey, too, still stuck to the top in the podcast form that we'd like everybody to fill out.
Yeah, it gives us some feedback on what you guys think of it. I mean, if you're not going to call in or email in, at least take a minute, not even, to fill out the survey.
We'd really appreciate it, and, you know, it doesn't take that long to fill out, and it doesn't require any personal information, doesn't ask for your name, address, phone number, anything like that.
And especially not even an email address.
Yeah, it's completely anonymous, so we really appreciate it if you take the time that gives us some great feedback on how we're doing on the podcast.
Yep, helps it out.
And thanks for staying subscribed. We appreciate that. And keep it up. If you know, you got a friend who might like listening to this podcast, let them know about it. Tell them to subscribe up.
Yep, and you can subscribe through iTunes or Yahoo Podcasts or whatever you use.
Podcast Pickle, or you know, there's a there's ton a lot of different things out there. You know, ODO, and there's just, you know, it's endless.
And if you got any questions, just post it in the podcast forum on the message board. We'll be happy to help.
Very easy, very easy.
So now for one of my favorite parts of the show.
You betcha.
I don't care you what.
Let's see what you got under the hood. There's a website. Wow, it takes four. We're going to take a website.
Digital homogeny.
It's time for the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
Every signal the same as the next.
Website review.
CamaroSuperFest.com.
It's coming up, man.
This is an awesome event. It's held here in Michigan. Every 4th of July weekend.
Or thereabouts, yeah.
Yeah, this one is going on from June 30th through July 2nd, which is the weekend right before the 4th of July.
Right. This is the biggest Camaro show in the country.
Yep.
All Camaro show, I should say.
Yeah. This year it's being moved from Ann Arbor, where it's normally been held for the last, 14 years?
Something like
that. Because this is the 15th annual show.
Yep.
It's moving to Ypsilanti, which is the town right next door to Ann Arbor, at the Riverside Park. So,
hundreds of Camaros there.
Yeah.
And they're awesome cars. And the Camaro concept is going to be there.
Yep. So. There's also going to be a banquet dinner with guest speakers Tom Peters and Brian Smith of the GM design team.
Yep.
For the new 5th Gen Camaro.
Yep.
So
they had a hand in that, for sure.
It's going to be a good show this year. Real good show. So if you can make it out, definitely come on out. We'll be there.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
I never miss that one. That's a great show.
Yep.
So, CamaroSuperFest.com.
Let's see if you can take first place again this year, Jason.
You know what? I'm going to kick ass. Registration just opened up online, so just takes a few minutes and a PayPal account, and you're registered. Hope to see you guys there. Is that going to do it?
I think that's going to do it for this week.
All right, I'm going to go enjoy the sunshine while I can.
All right.
Catch you next week.
See you later.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Don't forget to stop by the website for more information and show notes for today's show. Also, check out the forums and other resources at CamaroZ28.com. It's all there for you. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.